今仔早起的圣经节是真正出名、真正熟的这个圣经节。
The passage for today is a very famous passage.
有人讲，这今仔日的圣经节比较诗篇二十三篇更加出名了。
Some people that our passage for today is even more famous than Psalms 23.
哪只
？Why？
因为刚才您捌听到诗篇二十三篇，但是真正侪人也阁未默念。
Because perhaps many people have heard Psalms 23, but very few have memorized the entire chapter.
但是应该约翰三章十六节，咱大家人会晓念。
But for John 3:16, we probably all know how to memorize.
所以咱来看这个吼，咱来三合念约翰三章十七节。
So can we all recite John 3:16?
咱大家会念约翰三章十六节啦，但是十七节太艰苦点啊。
All of us know how to memorize. All of us have memorized John 3:16, but not so much for chapter verse 17.
你这阵啊叫我念哦。
If you ask me to recite it,
我当家己念出来。
I can recite it to you.
但是当是当淡薄时间啊。
But I need some time.
因为伫我思想内面，我就对约翰三章十六节开始伫念念念啊，到十七节才我当念出来。
Because in my mind, in order for me to recite verse 17, I have to start at verse 16.
但是你能晓默念约翰三章十七节有好处。
But if you can recite John 3:17, that's a good thing.
因为模拟团队，以前啊，我咧讲过咧，伫办这个信息嘅时阵，伊甲我讲一个故事，我甲你分享哦。
Because when I was preparing for this message, Pastor Bonnie told me a story.
伊讲伊嘅弟兄哥吼，弟兄是比利牧师吼。
He told me that his older brother
was
once applying for a U.S. visa.
所以到美国嘅大使馆嘅时阵，一个美国人咧访问伊。
So when he arrived at the U.S. embassy, there was an interview.
Billy 牧师则讲，伊是传道人。
And Pastor Billy said that he was a pastor.
这个咧访问伊美国人讲，你是传道人，伊要怎啊知影伊真实是传道人
？So the interviewer asked, "How can I know whether you're a pastor or not?"
伊讲，那无你念约翰三章十七节。
Can you recite John 3:17 to me?
Bonnie 团队跟我讲，感谢主，美丽团队会好念约翰三章十七节。
And Pastor Bonnie said, thankfully, Pastor Billy knows how to recite John 3:17.
刚才伊甲我讲，我是对约翰三章十六节开始的念啊，好十七节。
Perhaps he was the same as me. I have to start at verse 16 to go through verse 17.
等我咧备办这个信息的时阵
，When I was preparing for this message，
我去看我的电脑
，I looked at my computer，
我的侍奉差不多得要二十年
啊 ，I've been serving for around 20 years，
我看到我差不多有九篇的信息，我的约翰三章十六节
，And I realized that I have around 9 messages for John 3:16，
所以我想要头刚点了
，So I was thinking， you know， I'll lessen my work for this week，
我最第十，得要二十年的全时间侍奉哦。应该这个无需要犯罪弊病，我有九篇咯。
I've already prepared over 9 messages in my 20 years as a.
第九篇自己来看。
As a pastor, so I looked at each and every sermon that I made.
对开始哦，对第早开始哦，看到第九篇。
So I looked at my earliest message and then looked at my latest message.
看哇，九篇拢总也歹听。
And then when I looked at them and I reviewed them, I realized.I don't like my messages.
但是有时候咧写种诶，要讲这个真正写、真正出名诶圣经则搁真歹讲。
Because sometimes it is hard to preach about a very famous passage.
所以我靠主诶面前啊，来讲主啊，我已经有九篇了，但是我感觉无感动啦。所以这个信息今仔日对我头先是有啥物好处，有啥物实际诶？应用要对我什么讲？要对我讲什么呢
？So I asked God, God, I've prepared over 9 messages on this verse, but something's lacking. Can you show us? Can you show me what I need?
在阮的教会、在阮的社会、在阮的文化、在阮的国家内面，在这个圣经上有什么好处呢？有需要还是无需要吗
？In our church, in our country, in our culture, in our society.Does the world still need this passage?
所以在这个方面，我是在这个方面来要讲这个信息。
So it is with this perspective that I am preaching on this verse.
咱今仔日的文化、今仔日的社会、今仔日的世界，咱有关需要上帝在约翰三章十六节、十七节的真理，还是无？
In our world today, in our culture, in our society, do we still need the truth that is emphasized in John 3:16 and 17?
现今的情形、的文化、的社会是甚么款
？What is our current society, our current culture.
咱的社会，咱的文化是和无相款的合法哈啊主义底下来影响。
Our modern society, our modern culture is influenced by several beliefs.
咱今仔日无法当隆重的主义底下来讲。
Right now, we cannot discuss all these beliefs.
但是我相信咱的文化今仔日的。现代的文化有好特别两个主义伫遮来真大影响。
But I believe there are two main influences in our current culture.
今仔日的信息有牵扯淡薄的哲学啊。
Perhaps today's message has some form of philosophy.
但是啊，较吞论淡薄，因为咱会看到这个哲学内面有刷落去有影响咱的生活。
But please bear with me as we will see how this will affect our lives.
咱世界嘅文化、世界嘅社会、世界嘅组织哦，这哦是和一个叫做后现代主义嘅思想哦，主义底下来影响后来现代嘅主义思想来影响。
The current world, the current society is what we would call a postmodern world.
然后第二嘅主义，我要分享嘅是后来基督教主义。
That was the first belief. And the second belief that affects the world right now is what we call post-Christian culture.
后现代主义是固绝绝对客观的真理。
The post-Christian culture is one that puts Christianity on the side.
后来基督教的主义是将基督推到社会中心的主义。
The post-Christian culture puts Christ out of the center of life.
这个主义已经影响了咱的社会。
And this belief has already influenced our current society.
后现代主义影响了亚洲人的社会文化，已经影响了真正久了。
The postmodern culture has already affected Europe for the longest time.
菲律宾也是已经达到后来基督教主义了。
The Philippines has already also stepped into a post-Christian culture. And for the States, for the United States, it has advanced well beyond this point. For Europe, for the past 100 years, they've already been treading this path.
So, this kind of ideological thought is what it brings to our society.
So, what are these two beliefs and how does it affect our current lives?
你听了这两个主义，你感觉可能这个世界可能无教会、无基督徒，这个不是一个意思。
When you hear these two cultures, you might think that there is no church in this world.
咱在菲律宾行来行去的时阵，你看到阿侪教会。
If you go around the Philippines, you see a lot of churches.
我相信你大家人也是阿侪基督徒的朋友。
I believe all of us also have many Christian friends.
但是无论如何，咱已经和跩主义已经影响了。
But still, we have already been affected by these two.
咱对真理的观念，咱对基督的价值观的观念已经变了。
Our perspective, our reliance on Christian values has already changed.
所以，咱头先讲后现代主义是什么
？So first, let's talk about postmodernism.
后现代主义带来的是相对的真理。
The postmodernism brings about a
relativism.
相
对的真理跟绝对的真理是咩无相
？What's the difference between God's perspective and?
也无相是绝对的真理是客观的真理啦 ，objective.
The difference with God, it talks about objectivity, about absoluteness.
但是伫后现代主义是变做真理变做主观。
But for the postmodern world, truth becomes relative.
因固绝。客观的真理，因固绝绝对的真理。
The truth becomes relative.
因唔是讲无真理啊。
They're not saying that there is no truth.
因是讲这个真理哦，唔是逐个对逐个人是属实的代志啊。
But rather they're saying that truth is not absolute for everyone.
那是伫社会迄个组织一个团所讲，迄项代志是对的。伫个社团内面，伫个社会内面，迄个就是对。
If a certain matter is truth, is real for a certain culture, for a certain society, then that is truth for them.
但是伫别个风俗、伫别个团的时阵、伫别个团体内面，伊讲这个唔对，迄个是因的真理，迄个就是唔对。
But if you look at another group and for them that is they have a different truth or that is not their truth, then that's also okay.
意思到落尾是，你看对就是对，我看唔对就是唔对。
basically, it means that what you think is the truth, that's the truth. There is no absolute truth that guides their belief. And the result, this effect is very fearsome. Our society has already been influenced by this. But there is, as of yet, no culture that has fully emphasized this matter. You see, relativism in the end will end up on a point where your truth and my truth may be different, but that's okay. For example, if Ian were to say 1 plus 1 is equal to 2, that's his truth. But if Ian Kester say 1 plus 1 is equal to 11, that's our truth. I cannot say that Ian is wrong. Because that's his truth. But at the same time, Ian cannot say that we're wrong. What's the result of this? We have to first understand that this concept is not new. The postmodern way of thinking is not new. Because this has already happened in the Old Testament. You know in what era it happened?
Motorcycle.
It's the name of a motorcycle.
Suzuki.
Brand.
Suzuki.
It's in Judges.
Suzuki. Suzuki. It's in Judges.
It's in Judges.
Suzuki. It's in Judges.
What does Judges say? In Judges, it says that every person does what is right in his own eyes. So if someone says it's okay for me to murder someone, then he can go and murder someone. And if someone says that's wrong, then they won't murder someone. Society should not reach that point. Because society should have laws. But recently, our society, our world has been continuing on this path. The Philippines has started walking this
path.
You see, the moral values of the world has already depreciated. Perhaps in the times of our grandparents, when a male and a female go out, they don't hold hands. Now, if they kiss or make out, it's fine. During our grandparents' time, there was divorce, but that was something very embarrassing that they don't talk about.
I'm single again.
Now, when people get separated, they bravely tell the world, hey, I'm single. Let's talk about the Philippine separation. In the Philippines, we don't have divorce, but we do have annulment. Our translator probably knows it better than me. But this is my research. From the early times when the Philippines was still conquered by Spain and the Americans up until
1995,
the annual petitions for annulment before the office of the Solicitor General does not go past 1,000. But in 1996, for the first time, the applications went past 1,000. In 1997, it became 5,000. In 1998, it became 15,000.
Wala ko na si Solicitor General na ni Kokai Solicitor General ibe 面对了这个婚姻无效的 case 伊会做面去创别项代志哦，伊规世人创也创袂了。
Today, if our Solicitor General will just focus his entire time on these petitions for annulment, he will not be doing anything else for his entire life.
咱唔是咧讲离婚嘅代志，咱是只有讲到婚姻无效啊。
And we're not even talking about divorce. We're just talking about annulment.
所以咱嘅道德观点已经对咗。
So our morals have already gone down.
啊，菲律宾国家真简单，国家好，咱看到这个后现代主义怎啊影响咱。
And what's another thing that we can see in the Philippines to show postmodernism?
这个是花车，咱菲律宾嘅 traffic 啊。
It's our traffic, our daily traffic. For those who drive, you've probably noticed. When it's in the evening, the red stoplight does not necessarily mean stop. If you stop in the middle of the night on a red light, you might feel that you're special. Because no one stops at light.
你是奇怪，你是无正常啊。
You're a weirdo.
啊，有时哦，你那个停暗时停花车停伫红灯过后人嘛。
And sometimes you even get cursed for stopping at the red light.
迄个我不经历着。
That I've experienced that.
即卖啊，伫团客要倒去的时阵哦，差不多得要12点暗暝。
Once after fellowship, I was going home at around 12 midnight.
我太太坐伫我边头，我话车。
My wife was with me.
要到厝内咯，看到红灯，我停咧。
We were near our house and there was a red light, so I stopped.
停无偌久，后壁转一等车八折咯，静啊，把我静落去。
After I stopped, I put on the brakes. The car behind me bumped into me.
我无随时落来惊。
Because it was late at night, I didn't immediately go down because I was afraid. But fortunately, the place where the accident happened was in a market and there were a lot of people. So I courageously went down my car. So I looked at the damage. My entire bumper was broken. Because his Pajero had steel bars in front. So I looked at him. And he was the first one to speak. He said, why did you stop? He said, why did you stop?
Sir,
and I replied,
sabi, yung ngay, walang na humihintoy.
And I replied, sir, the light is red. And he says, "That's but why? No one stops at the red
light." Sir, but sir, what?
And then I replied, "But sir, you're the one who bumped into my car."
By the way, ye plate number is orange.
By the way, his plate number is red. That means he's a government official.
Ito ang head ako ng waste management.
And he said that he was the head of waste management.
Let 管理在垃圾的代志。
Governs trash and.
你讲啊，你跟我啊，你跟我讲多少钱哦？我给你我的 cell phone 啊，你给我我的 cell phone， 就是安尼的咯。
So he told me to just exchange information.
我第一下怪啊，我就给我的 cell phone。
And I gave him my information.
我给伊的 cell phone。
I got his cell phone number as well.
因为我里面可能这项代志是可能我唔对，我就怪怪倒去。
But in my mind, I was confused. I was saying, is this my fault? And the more I think about it when I got home, my car was the one that got crashed and I got cursed. And the light was red, so I had to stop. And then he asked me why I had to stop. You probably understand my dilemma because this is what happens in the Philippines. And also, when it's traffic, a lot of cars go counterflow. I've once sat in a car that went
counterflow.
And he was very good at counterflow. He just went on the other lane and avoided all the traffic. And afterwards, he looked at me. He felt that he was very good. That is the influence of postmodernism.
Postmodernism 当作主观的真理，和咱将咱的道德降低。
Postmodernism, it results into relativism, and in the end, it lowers our morals.
这个是伊所带来的后果咯。
This is the lesson.
第二个主义啊。
Second belief
是后来基督教的主义。
It's post-Christian Christianism.
这个看在你那是徛在中国，看在你哈无这个，因为中国都无入去到基督教的主义里面。
If you lived in China, probably you don't know this much, this a lot, because China never stepped into the Christian era.
但是在菲律宾、在美国，咱有入去到基督教的主义里面，所以咱现代已经在后来。
But for those who came from the United States or who were here in the Philippines, our countries were at some point in the Christian era, but right now, we're already at the post-Christian era.
And
what is the belief of this post-Christian
era?
Now, post-Christianism puts Christianity, the truth of Christianity, on the side.
So, 将那基督无伫咱的思想心内的中心，上啊伫中心啊。
And they put Christ away. So, who's on the center of our lives?
上啊。
Who?
那是丈夫是太太啦。
If you're married, it's your wife.
那是无牵手是家己啊。
But if you're not married, it's yourself.
人变最中心啦。
The self becomes the most important.
自我最中心
，self becomes the most important。
这个跟后现代主义有关系。
There is a certain relation with postmodernism。
因为后现代固执真理啊。
Because in postmodernism, it's all about relativity。
然后圣经所讲的是客观的真理，所以固执。
But it rejects the Bible because the Bible talks about absolute truth。
所以固执基督。
So it rejects Christianity。
那固执基督哦，上阿要做真理的标准。
And if you reject Christianity, who becomes the symbol of truth? Who becomes the decider of right and wrong? If you're married, it's your wife. But if you're not married, if you're single, it's yourself. And when man becomes the judge, it's very dangerous.It becomes, you become your own decider. And what is the influence it brings? It becomes the love of self. And in other words, it's called narcissism.
Narcissist,
where does the word narcissist or narcissism come from? It's from a Greek mythology.
有一个神名叫 Narcissus.
There was a god called Narcissus.
伊也爱看水啊。
He loved to look at the water.
因为伫水顶面哦，伊看落去的时阵，伊看著家己的影。
Because in the water he could see his own reflection.
伊看著伊的影的时阵哦，家己的影啊形象的时阵哦，伊就恨著伊家己啊。
And when he saw his own reflection, he fell in love with his.
所以规世人哦，就是逐日24小时哦，逐日都看伊的影啊。
So his entire life for 24/7, he was just looking at his reflection. He didn't look at others, he just looked at himself. And this is what post-Christianism will bring. And the love of the self has already infiltrated the world. What is the best example?
是基教啦，怀咧帮助人、关心人的基教。
It's a charity work.
你知影今仔日都甲顶摆个基教完全咧无同啦。
You know, there's a difference between charity work performed before and charity work now.
今仔日咧帮助人的基教，咧听人的基教，关心人的基教，因。
Do you know what the biggest problem of non-government, non-profit organizations right now? Their workforce, their manpower has lowered by 60%. 60%.
60%.
Have you heard of World Vision?
World Vision, you
know what World Vision's biggest problem right
in
now?
In a workforce or in a lung,
their workforce they has lowered by 50%. Why? Because people are now self-centered. They love themselves. The desire to help others, to reach out, that's foreign to people now. I'm not saying that our church does not care or does not share the gospel. But there's a difference between how our older churches did it and how we're doing it now. Nowadays, when we try to organize a fellowship or an outreach and we try to invite people, what do the people first do? If it was me, I'll bring out my iPad. Because my calendar is in there. I'll open my calendar. And I'll see whether I'm busy or not. If I'm busy, then I say I can't go. This is what's happening right now. But earlier, before, when we invite someone to go and share the gospel in another place,
of course,
they didn't have an iPad before. But they also don't look at their calendars. If they feel that that is good, that that is right, they'll just go and they'll rearrange their schedules. But now when you invite someone, the question is it comfortable for them? Is it good for them? Before, the perspective was, no matter how hard it is, we have to do it because we have to share the gospel. So there is a difference. So considering that these two beliefs have already infiltrated, have already influenced us, we need the truth of John 3:16 and 17. In our society right now, do we still need the truth of the gospel? Before we decide whether we need it or not, we first need to know what the truth is. John 3:16 and 17
says,
the basis of this story, or what happened before, was Jesus and Nicodemus were talking. The main point of their conversation was that Nicodemus had to be born again. But Nicodemus did not understand.
So,
So Jesus used an Old Testament story to let Nicodemus understand. He talked about when the Israelites were in the desert and they were bitten by venomous snakes. In the same manner that right now we are bitten by sin.
In
the same manner that the Israelites had to look upon a statue of a snake to get saved while they were in this desert, in the same manner we have to look at the cross to get saved. This was the main point of Jesus' and Nicodemus' conversation. But But John did not want us to lose sight of the main point.
So John 继续讲了约翰三章十六到十七节，讲上帝听世人，甚至将伊的独生子赐予因，叫一切信伊的，无得灭亡，反得永生。因为上帝赐伊的子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因伊得救。
So to make sure that we don't miss the important point, John said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him." This was spoken by John. But it encapsulates the entire message of the gospel. And what are the truths? The first is that whether it's in the Old Testament or in the New Testament, the Bible talks about the love of God. Some Christians believe that the Old Testament talks about punishment from God, while the New Testament talks about the love of God. And sometimes they can't accept that both the Old Testament and the New Testament talk about the love of God. Oftentimes this type of Christians can say these because they did not read the entire Bible. In the New Testament, it is clear, tells us that God is love. But we did not earnestly study the Old Testament. That's why we don't think that God is love. But if you have a computer at home, why don't you go home and Google the phrase, the steadfast love of God? And you will see that the searches would reveal that the passages are not in the New Testament. Instead, the results will reveal that all these verses are shown in the Old Testament.
So, whether it's the Old or the New Testament, they all talk about God listening.
So regardless of whether it's the Old Testament or in the New Testament, the entire Bible talks about God's love.
And this
love of God has been shown in history. God has shown His love.
It
says that He sent His only begotten Son. So God's love is not mere lip service. But rather, God's love is backed by action when He sent His only Son to die for us. And this is shown by history. It is proven
so
by history. So this is truth. This is backed by history. This truth has also been shown in the church history from past to the present. Someone has said that John 3:16 encapsulates the entire gospel mission of the world. Because when they accepted Christ, they did not receive disappointment or death, but instead life. They experienced truth.
So they
were willing to leave their comfort zones and go into foreign lands.
There
are a lot of missionaries who are
like that. 咱每一个中国人话，当地食敬拜主，是因为有双教授去到中国嘛
？Do you know that the reason why many of us Chinese can come and worship here together is because someone, a missionary, went to China before？
你知影咱啊，到今仔日我咧用一，有时咧讲闽南话的时阵，袂晓讲的时阵，我都需要字典嘛，闽南话字典。
Sometimes when I'm preparing a sermon in Chinese, there are certain words that I don't know, so I have to look at the dictionary。
你知影我这字典哦是。英国人的双教授去到中国写的。
But do you know that the dictionary I'm consulting is one that was made by a
British
missionary? 感谢主，这
字典哦，给编去 PDF 啦。
Fortunately, the dictionary is now in PDF.
了，再你拿去 internet 咧，嗰是 free 吧
？But and if you go to the internet, it's even free.
你知影那个双教授哦是也有钱的呢
？Do you know that that missionary was a very wealthy man?
伊是读 Cambridge 啊。
He studied in Cambridge.
因厝内，因爸爸的厝内哦。有二十个 butler。
His father's house had 20 butlers。
哦，今仔日伫菲律宾有一个工人，感谢主。
Now in the Philippines, if you have one servant, that's good。
啊，你若伫美国，你若有工人，你是有钱人哦。
And in the States, if you have someone to help you in the house, you are a very wealthy
person。伊厝内二十个 butler。
But this man had 20 butlers in his house。
历史怎啊讲这个人啊
？How does history describe this person？
有历史家讲这个人唔捌我去到英国。
One summation of his life states that this person never even went back
to England.
At 26 years old, he first stepped into Guangzhou and later on moved to Xiamen and never went back to England. Some say that he went back home twice. And some historians say that he went back three times. So why would some say that he never went back, while some say he did? Because these are mere theories. They don't have evidence whether he really went home or not. But we know that he died in China. So why would he even make a Chinese Amoy dictionary? Do you know that our Amoy Romanization is actually made by him? He was a missionary. He was an Englishman. He didn't need to learn. He didn't have a parent telling him that you're Chinese, you need to learn Chinese. No, he was an Englishman. Why? It's because he has found life. So he was willing to sacrifice his life because he has found true life. Because he recognized the truth in John 3:16 and 17 as absolute.
伊那是只有用后现代主义来做代志啊。
If he were to use postmodernism, he might say, I don't need to go and preach. Because this is my truth. I can tell you about it. But sometimes I might preach, but without strength. This is my truth. It might not necessarily be good for you. So the postmodernism states that it encourages us to preach. But it transforms our gospel, our faith, into something that is dead. You know, postmodernism in the gospel is. It has influenced the seminary. In the seminarians now love to talk about one thing. They talk about dialogue. So they invite people of other faith and they invite them to a dialogue. Now let's sit at the conference room. Write about your faith, your thesis. Talk about the heavens and the earth. And sometimes we may have a heated discussion. But in the end, I'll respect your truth and you should respect mine. And when they go home, they're all happy and content and saying, and they say that, hey, we conversed. But no one listened.
You know,
we Chinese are good at that. A lot of people are speaking, but we don't listen.
I have
six aunties. I know that.
Laki ako ti bosang sotay, bosang koka.
My six aunts are in different countries.
Kasi usi itutip ti Philippine laki kalay.
But sometimes they would all come together in the Philippines.
Laki na sakap siya isito, no? Sige, chinky biyo itay siya hot siyang.
And when all six of them eat, something miraculous happens.
In laki watang sang sikong we.
All six of them can speak simultaneously.
Kasi ko'y buntoy si, ko siyong sin in bolang kya tiyo, bolang sa kya la.
But I believe that no one's listening to each other. It's possible. At the same way in the seminary. They may convene and everyone's speaking. But no one knows what the other person is talking about and they go home happy. But our gospel does not state that people should necessarily listen. But why do we need? You know, the result of postmodernism is beneficial to Kester but bad for all of us. Why is it good for Kester? Because he would have work. Because what we think is right, we will just do it. We don't care about the law. And when the law comes after us, then we will go see
him.
It's good for him, for his business, but bad for everyone else. Postmodernism is also bad for Christians because it burdens us. It dampens our resolve, our faith. And post-Christianism is also very bad for the church. Because if we were to apply post-Christianity, we can say that we're Christians without really believing in the precepts of Christianity. When I was a new pastor, I was in Davao and I met a young person. And I was talking with him and he told me that he was a Christian. When I heard that, I was very happy. And he said that he loves to talk about theology. So I was just a new graduate, so I also love to talk about theology. I was still very excited about theology. So I asked him, do you believe in the Trinity? And he said, no, I don't believe in the Trinity. And an alarm went off in my head, and I said, so what do you believe in if you don't believe in the Trinity? So I asked him again, are you sure you don't believe in the Trinity? And he said, no, I don't believe in the Trinity. Then I asked him, do you believe in Jesus Christ? He said, yes. He said, yes, Jesus Christ was a man. Then do you believe that Christ died for you? No. Do you believe he rose again? No.
Pero pastor, what's it kitok to?
And then he said, but pastor, I am a Christian. And I asked him, how can you be a Christian?
Tawa kong Bisaya ala. Wa kay hangga kita Tagalog. Sabi ng nanay ko eh. Nagsulti ng nanay ko, sulti.
So he replied to me in the local dialect in Bisaya and said, because my mom said so. Because his mom said that he was a Christian, he believed that he was a Christian.
You know,
this is a very funny thing. But a lot of this happens very frequently in the Philippines. I believe you have Catholic friends. Can you talk with them about the true principles of Catholicism? I bet you that they probably don't know it. So if you ask them, hey, you don't know what Catholicism stands for, so why can you call yourself Catholic? And he will reply to you that because I was born in a Catholic family. So he was a Catholic. Isn't it the same? Because his mom said that he was a Christian, he believed that he was a Christian. But we know that this is wrong. The Bible, John 3:16, tells us that a person becomes a Christian when he believes in Christ. That whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. So how can we apply John 3:16-17
now?
For those who still don't believe, this is for you. If you're still debating in your heart, I invite you to look at the truth of the Bible. This is not Kester's truth, nor is it mine. Nor is it Malabon's truth. This is the truth shown by the Bible through history. This is not relative truth. This is absolute truth. This is God who loves you. God loves us. That He sent His only Son to die for us is a truth shown by history. If you believe in Him, you will receive Him and you will receive His blessings. And if you don't receive Him, then you will die. And if that is absolute truth and you believe it is absolute truth, we have to share this to our friends, our family. Because if he doesn't believe, he will die, and if he believes, he will be saved. But if it is relative truth, whether or not we believe, we share, or we don't believe and we don't share, it doesn't really matter. So may God help us. That we may stand firm in this truth. The second important thing is to our church, to us. People will not see God's love if they don't experience first our love for them. We want to share the gospel. If we don't have love, we won't share. I've tried it before, sharing without love in my heart. And I asked forgiveness from God. Because my mom asked me to study. So I was forced to memorize and share it without really having any love or passion in my heart. That is possible. But it's useless. If you really love someone, you will, and you have the passion to share, you will share it. Because we have experienced God's love, then we can share God's love. Because we have experienced God's Son dying for us and saving us, so we can share that same thing to others. Because we see the gospel as something precious, and we want to share this precious thing with others. The modern church wants to be relevant. It wants to be relevant to people. They want to be interesting. But I'm not saying that having interesting events is bad for the church. But the problem is, many modern churches prefer enjoyment, prefer entertainment over standing in the truth of the gospel.
这个譬如是说，咱这听多听袂久啦。
For example, I know that nowadays it is hard for us to listen to a long message.
我听到最多等二十分钟，迄个其他的牧师，那个讲二十分钟，迄个二十分钟都听无。For
me, at most, I can listen to a message for 20 minutes. In excess of 20 minutes, I just shut him off.
因为二十分钟注意听二十分钟，我目睭堪在开咧吼。
For the first 20 minutes, I'll listen, but after the first 20 minutes, my eyes may be open. Thank God that I see a lot of open eyes today, but I'm not sure if your mind is still here, and even more. Commendable are people who can keep their eyes open while still
speaking.
But seriously, the problem is that right now, we have a hard time listening to messages.
And
many churches use events to invite people in. Why? Because this is how they do it in society, in the world. Let's not talk about others, let's just talk about ourselves. If you have the option to listen to a message or go watch a movie, which would you prefer? If you have the option of whether to share the gospel with your family or to go watch a play, which would you prefer? If it was me, I would choose watching a movie or watching a play. Why? Because we've already been influenced.
所以，主帮助咱咧，互咱教会，唔是讲，唔是讲咱忙忙实际，忙有节啊，忙有跩活动嘅物件，唔是安尼啊。
I'm not saying that the church would not have any events or events.
但是教会信息是无变嘅啦。
But the truth, the gospel, the message of the church should never change. The early church, their message was simple. It's that first that God loved the world. He sent His only Son to come to the earth to be a man and die for us. On the third day, He rose again. And then He rose to the heavens and sat on the right hand of God. And you and I need to believe in Him so that we may receive
life.
And God made His Son the Lord and Christ. That was their truth. That was what they were talking about. Their message never changed. But right now, that should be our message. That should be simple. Let us not be blinded by the events, by the extracurriculars. Rather, we should use these things to showcase the truth, the message even more. How deeply do you believe?
圣经约翰三章十六节，唔是主观的真理啊，乃是客观。
John 3:16-17 is not relative; it is absolute.
唔是相对的，乃是绝对的。
It is absolute.
咱教会存在是要传这个真理。
Our church's purpose is to share the gospel. The purpose of many secular organizations is for activities and for enjoyment. Our church loves people so that these people may experience God's love. We care for people because we want people to find God. That is our purpose. We are here today for that reason. God saved you and me right now in this world for that purpose. No other thing is more important than this. Nothing is more important than living out God's word and sharing His gospel. May God help us. That we may see that the truth in John 3:16 and 17 is still applicable to us today. In the same way that He has moved missionaries to go across lands through this verse, in the same way He can also thrust our hearts to move with this verse. Of course, we cannot prevent ourselves from being influenced by these other new beliefs. But we can stand on the Word of God. That in Christ, we have life.
So
let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank You, O Lord, for this verse that You gave us, O Lord. Lord, may You keep our path straight. Strengthen us despite of the world right now, O Lord. Lord, may You guide us in our daily walk and never forget that our purpose is for You and You alone. In everything, we give thanks to You. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.